Pompeo today signed a defense cooperation agreement with Poland. A major ingredient, the transfer of American troops to Poland from Germany. Polish President Andrzej Duda said the pact would serve to increase the security of other countries in the neighborhood. Pompeo said, quote, the opportunities are unlimited. President Donald Trump wants some 12,000 U.S. troops out of NATO member Germany, often complaining that Germany spends too little on its own defense. 1,000 U.S. service personnel will be redeployed to Poland, joining 4,500 Americans already based there. Japan today marked the 75th anniversary of its surrender in World War II. Emperor Naruhito used the occasion to express deep remorse over his country's wartime actions. He pledged to reflect on the war's events and voiced the hope that such a tragedy would never be repeated. While some people expected an apology from Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, that did not happen. In fact, he gave thanks for the sacrifices of his country's war dead. As the oil spill off the coast of Mauritius in the Indian Ocean worsens, Japan's Environment Minister Shinjiro Koizumi said Tokyo will send a team to assess the damage. 1,000 tons of oil have leaked out so far just off the Mauritius coast. A Japanese bulk carrier struck a coral reef in late July, triggering a state of environmental emergency. Scientists are calling it the country's worst ecological disaster. Removing the ship will be a delicate operation and is likely to take months. France, which once ruled Mauritius, says it will assist with the cleanup. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani had strong words today for the United Arab Emirates, calling its decision to establish normal ties with Israel a huge mistake. In a televised speech, Rouhani warned the Gulf state against allowing Israel to have what he called a foothold in the region. The UAE-Israel agreement was announced 2 days ago and is seen widely as a diplomatic success for the United States. More news online. Via remote, this is VOA News. New outbreaks of the coronavirus are causing havoc for summer vacationers across much of Europe, as many pandemic restrictions are going back into effect.